You're listening to IPL 2021 Hotspot Special Edition, powered by Earshot.in. Wins for Chennai Super Kings and Delhi Capitals at the start of the week, and the table is now starting to firm up. Royal Challengers Bangalore still atop 6 points, but Delhi Capitals joined them on 6 points as well, and Chennai Super Kings 4 points. But look at that net run rate, plus 1.194, thanks to a 45-run win over Rajasthan Royals. Hello and welcome to this latest episode of Hotspot Special Edition IPL 2021, powered by Earshot.in. As always, I'm your host, Chetan Narula, and joining me all the way from London, my friend and colleague, BBC TMS commentator Daniel Norcross. Daniel, that win, Chennai win, Rajasthan Royals losing by 45 runs. 45 runs is a lot in T20 cricket, but what's that done is it's given Chennai Super Kings such a high run rate at an early stage in the tournament that they could eventually sneak into the knockouts.
Do you know, it's the exact opposite of the last IPL, isn't it, actually? And it's wonderful to see, because we hadn't written off Chennai Super Kings, didn't it, after the first game. But all of the things that were creaky, a little bit wrong, a little bit rusty about their lineup were really manifest in that first game, because you sort of sighed and you thought, oh no, are they going to go through the whole tournament like this? Well, no. The next couple of games, they bounced back with their big players putting in big performances. And I've got to say, I come with a little bit of an England hat on, seeing Moeen Ali, seeing Sam Curran doing really important jobs in that side, makes you wonder, they're two fringe players in England's T20 lineup. Certainly not guaranteed games. Moeen didn't play, did he, in the recent series against India? There were so many talking points on that match. There was Dhoni's innings, which I dare say we may come to. But also, there was Rajasthan's. And you've got to worry for the Royals. I've got to say, so much seems to depend on Jos Buttler and Sanju Samson at the top of the order. We can say that about both sides. You look at the top three, the top four, those are the really key players. But it's what happened after. I mean, the collapse was frightening to watch. And then the slow sort of climb out of the sludge that never really went anywhere. But the last 10 overs of that innings, you were just baffled. This wasn't what you came to watch the IPL for. But you've got to give great plaudits to CSK. Look at Ravindra Jadeja. What a performance. He was everywhere. He was absolutely everywhere. Yeah. Every time he looked up, he was running one way around a boundary, the other way around a boundary. He was giving. There's no crowd there, but he was playing to a crowd. It was sensational to watch. And it's why I kind of think CSK, are they dark horses for this tournament? And it's crazy to talk about them as dark horses. But, you know,
that'll be interesting. Chennai Super Kings as dark horses. I wrote an article and I said, you know what? They were an average team to start the tournament with, and they are still an average team. For me, the match on Monday was between two average teams. And look, Chennai Super Kings, any other side batting in dewy conditions on that Mumbai wicket would have chased down 189. Delhi Capitals have already chased down 190 against CSK. Mumbai Indians, Royal Challengers, Bangalore, maybe even Punjab Kings, they could have chased it down. Kolkata Knight Riders, their middle order is not in form yet, so they couldn't probably chase it down. Same for Sunrisers Hyderabad, but they would make a fight of it. The bottom line for me here is Rajasthan Royals are struggling. Ben Stokes is gone. They let go of Steve Smith. Liam Livingston has been released from the bio bubble today, owing to, and this is very, very important, bubble fatigue. And we'll discuss on this. And then they have David Miller and Chris Morris in the middle order. So all in all, it just comes down to two main batsmen, Jos Buttler and Sanju Samson, maybe a bit on David Miller. But then they only have youngsters. And, you know, all the teams in IPL succeed because they have experience and a mix of youth, not only youth. And I don't see things improving for Rajasthan Royals in terms of CSK. Well, my thoughts again, they're an average team at best at the moment. And when you say dark horses to qualify for the knockouts, maybe, you know, when you look at CSK team management and the way Dhoni is very clever with his captaincy, They just need to do the needful, just need to get enough points in the bag, just manage that run rate because it's already high enough and they could simply sneak into the knockouts. But now let's come back to this question of bubble fatigue. Let me say, we're living in horrible times. These players have been in bio bubbles for a long, long time. And the Indian cricketers have been in bio bubbles since September last year. English cricketers were also in bio bubbles since summer of last year. They are humans after all.
Well, they are. And I've got to say, there are very specific circumstances because you can say, well, you know, Jos Buttler's been in a bio bubble for absolutely yonks, you know, since last July in England. He's been barely had any time out of a bubble, but he's been playing cricket, which is not to underplay how difficult it is for him nonetheless. But Liam Livingstone has been in a whole series of bubbles, but not really playing. He's not quite in the England team, but he's in the England squad. This means that he's basically spent most of the last 6 months in hotels, but then not playing, not doing his actual job. And I don't know whether this is part of it. Absolutely not. But you're only human, wouldn't you? When you look through social media and you see all your friends at Lancashire playing cricket and then going home to their families and their wives and then coming back out and playing cricket and that being something like normal life. And in Britain, we're very fortunate at the moment. We've had our first, second and third waves. There were terrible times in England back in January, February. But those were those times. At the moment, we're experiencing a relatively placid time of COVID with very small numbers of infections and a lot of people are vaccinated. So you can imagine that Liam Livingstone is sitting in a COVID hotspot, not playing any cricket at the moment and not having played cricket for months and seeing all the people that he does play cricket with are playing cricket. I'm not saying he's going to come straight out of this and go and play for Lancashire, but you can see how it must be really, really tough for him, sat there essentially not getting picked and not really not doing his job.
The Indian cricketers, they have been in bubbles throughout IPL 2020, then Australia, then the England series, and now IPL 2021. There'll be another bubble, World Test Championship, the India-England series. Then there'll be the T20 World Cup as well. So bubbles, 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 bubbles. So that's how you protect the players and keep the show running. But it's interesting, Indian cricketers, because they have been playing a lot, does that safeguard their mental health from bio bubbles? There was a quote from BCCI President Sourav Ganguly that the Indian cricketers are mentally stronger and they can handle these bio bubbles and COVID times better than Western cricketers or English or Australian cricketers. I thought that statement was a joke, to be very honest. Maybe it's the demand. Maybe there's a higher demand in terms of team spots, in terms of squads. I mean, can Rohit Sharma really, you know, afford to miss an India-England series or afford to miss the IPL for Mumbai Indians? No, he can't, because there would be somebody else to take his place. So I'm not saying there's nobody to take Liam Livingstone's place, but it's maybe the pressure is greater on Indian cricketers, but certainly to assert that they are mentally tougher, I thought that was a bit of a joke. But again, coming to the bottom line, bubble fatigue is real, is very real. And I think it is time now that every team squad starts having a mental health conditioner or a mental health doctor who helps players, who talks to them and, you know, keeps them mentally fit. I think that is something that all the cricket associations and the franchisees or the franchisee teams should be looking into.
I agree with all of that, absolutely all of it. And I do think, sorry if Ganguly was a little bit out of order, it's not about where you're from, how you handle being in the bubble. It's about how you handle being in the bubble. Now, you know, there are plenty of English cricketers. Jos Buttler has spent most of his last 6 months in a bubble, as we just mentioned. Ben Stokes had, until he unfortunately broke his finger. He was very happy to go and be back in another bubble. Look, if you've witnessed those bubbles, if you've worked in them like I have, there is something quite oppressive about it. It's not just you're in a hotel and isn't everything fine. It's that you have to be very, very conscious of your behaviors and you have to be very conscious of the rules and which way around you walk in restaurants and how many people you can sit on a table with. And this is a continuous thing. And at no time are you spending it with your wife, your girlfriend, your family, your boyfriend, if it's women's cricket, girlfriend, whatever. It's very, very difficult. And I was in one for on and off for about 8 weeks. I was only in it for a maximum of 8 days at a time. By the eighth day, I was a bit fatigued. If you were in one for months on end,
yes,
and then you weren't even getting to do the job you were doing, I was getting to commentate the games I was doing. If you are there to be a cricketer and you're not even playing the cricket, then you can sort of understand. It's not as if he's going to get paid loads of money for leaving. He won't get paid because he'll have no appearance fees. So, and also, another question is, why didn't Rajasthan pick Liam Livingstone at some point? Because you've got to think that they could have done with a batter in the middle order who could smash it out of the park.
Well, that will be a question that Rajasthan Royals will be answering for the remainder of the IPL. I mean, they need to bring in replacements for Stokes. They need to bring in replacements for Livingstone. But we live in such times that it's not going to be easy, because even if you fly in replacements, they'll have to quarantine for 7 to 10 days and then maybe come out and play. It's not going to be easy. So, like we said, Rajasthan Royals, they're going to struggle this season now, and it's still 4 weeks to go. So that's a lot of struggle. But let's talk about Mumbai Indians and Delhi Capitals. That was a four-pointer, almost a four-pointer. What an intriguing game. Mumbai Indians middle order struggling, which is something that we don't see very often, but now is starting to become a bit of a regularity. And that is, and this is the point I'm trying to make, that is because this was their fourth game in Chennai. So let's look at this. They are, along with Sunrisers Hyderabad, the only teams to play 5 matches in Chennai. After that, it's Royal Challengers Bangalore and Kolkata Knight Riders with 3 each. Delhi Capitals and Punjab Kings with 2 each. Chennai obviously won't play in Chennai for obvious reasons. Rajasthan Royals are not playing a single game in Chennai. So I'm not going to say that it's unfair that Mumbai Indians are playing so many games in Chennai, or Sunrisers Hyderabad playing so many games in Chennai. But there is an obvious imbalance between bat and ball in Chennai than as compared to, say, in Mumbai or Bangalore or Calcutta or Ahmedabad, where the rest of the games will be, maybe even in Delhi. So these are challenging conditions. Mumbai Indians have done well to counter them. But at what point do they say, hold on, 5 games on this pitch, 2 more than the next team? That's a bit unfair, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, that is one way of looking at it. I think it's brilliant for us watching it, because seeing a Mumbai
some great cricket. Yes.
Well, we really are, because their roster was not set up to play in Chennai. And they did all the right things. They've got the right players and they've got the right methodology for where they play. And they've been taken right out of their comfort zone and put into the absolute opposite environment. And how they've adapted, I mean, you know, they didn't lose today by that much. I think they've been a bit unfortunate when they bat first. I don't know. It's a tactic, it's a way, but with their lineup, you tend to think that if they bowled first, it might just make it that much more difficult.
And not to mention, sorry to interrupt, but not to mention, they played 3 spinners today. That's not what Mumbai Indians do. They played 3 frontline pacers. So I don't even remember the last time when they played 3 frontline spinners. And I'm not talking about all-rounders or anything. 3 frontline, 5-man attack, 3 spinners, 2 pacers. That's not how Mumbai Indians operate. And for Mumbai Indians to go away from the tried and tested path, That is something huge, which is, I think, the effect that Chennai, the change in strategy, the need for change in strategy is doing to them. However, they only have 1 match remaining. Delhi Capitals, they've just flown in. They've won this game. They have just 1 more match before they fly out. How impressive were Delhi Capitals in that particular game? Shikhar Dhawan, again, he's leading the run scoring chart this year.
Their team is a little bit better set up for it, albeit that, you know, we think of Delhi Capitals as Rabada and Norkia. But I think they have a little bit more in their armoury to make them suit the Chennai conditions. And they played it well, and they got over the line. You could see the nervousness, though, the anxiety, even when they needed 9 off 9. Everyone knows now that in Chennai, the last 8 overs, 6 and over is tough.
Yes.
Now, these are not normal T20 conditions. Everybody watching games in Chennai needs to change their calibration. They've got to stop going, how on earth did they screw that up? And they've got to say, well, oh, wow. You know, if we can get it to 7 and over 7.5 and over for the last 8 overs, then the side chasing is going to struggle. It makes for some really absorbing cricket, and it challenges your mind because you look at the players you thought were going to be really important, perhaps less important. Can we have a quick chat about Bumrah?
He is
absolutely exhausting me because at one and the same time, I'm watching, for my money, the best bowler of a 19th over. And it's a crucial over, the 19th over. We all know it's a cliche. The best bowler of a 19th over, you might say the best T20 bowler, but of that over in the world. And he's done it 2 games running. He's bowled the perfect over, but it's been littered with no balls. It can't be that difficult just to change that by 1.5 inches. That's all it's got to be, Jasprit. Because if you nail that, then you're basically the greatest. He has been astounding. His changes of pace, his length, the Yorker lengths, and then the sudden bouncer. It has been a joy to watch Jasprit Bumrah bowling 19th overs for Mumbai in conditions that do not suit him.
After the last Mumbai victory, how it was so important for Mumbai to get that 19th over from Bumrah right. And today it was just, you know, those 2 small errors, 1 no ball, another extra a wide in there. So many finite margins in this T20 game. But again, the bottom line, during the 6th to 10th over, they lost 5 wickets and never really recovered from that. I mean, this was, for Delhi Capitals, a Jasprit Bumrah-proof score. And they would be happy about it, taking 2 points. We have 3 matches over the next 2 days. And those matches are Punjab Kings versus Sunrisers Hyderabad, Kolkata Knight Riders and Chennai Super Kings. Royal Challengers Bangalore's first game in a new environment, that will be in Mumbai against Rajasthan Royals. And they'll be hoping that they can take advantage of Rajasthan Royals' poor form and get 4 out of 4 wins. Won't that be something? We'll be back in the next episode with more reviews and thoughts on the IPL 2021. This is the Hotspot Special Edition, powered by earshot.in. Until next time, it's me, Chetan Narula, and Daniel Nokros saying goodbye.
Goodbye.